The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schos of Mordechai ben Sarabasha Beanstock, Ba'orech Yamim Toivim. May the Torah study through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea de esrim shana.
Our Mishnah says that if somebody sends a get, and the person who's sending the get is an old man, nevertheless, the shliach, the messenger, is allowed to hand the get over to a woman, and she's allowed to get remarried, and go on, based on the assumption that the husband was alive at the time of the handing over of the get, although it happened possibly a significant amount of time later. The Gemara makes a very, very interesting comment. The Gemara says that this is all talking if the husband had not yet reached the age of 80 when he sent the messenger. However, if the husband reached the age of 80, then we have to be concerned that the husband passed away before the woman received the get. And the Gemara asks a question that the Braisa says, that Abaye says, that even if the husband was 100 years old, nevertheless, the messenger is allowed to hand the get over to the woman, and she's allowed to get remarried, assuming that the husband was still alive at the time of the handing over of the get. The Gemara answers with a very interesting idea. The Gemara says, "Yisema kivin de iflig iflig." One side in the Gemara is that this opinion of Rava is upgeschlagen, and we don't agree with this. The other opinion of the Gemara says, "Yisema kivin de iflig iflig." True, when the person was 80, when he sent the messenger, we have to be concerned that he died. But when the person is 100, we don't have to be concerned that the husband died, because once he passed 80 and he reached the age of 100, we don't have to be concerned anymore that he died. The question is, this seems to run a little bit counter to logic. Why would we say that when a person is 80, we have to be concerned that he died, and once he's 100, we're no longer concerned that he died? One would have thought that once a person reaches the age of 100, the likelihood only increases that he's going to die before the messenger got to the woman and handed her the get. So I heard a svara from my Rebbe, Reb Mordechai Kapunsky in Eretz Yisrael, and he told me the following svara. He told me somebody once asked him this question in the Chasana, and he answered as follows. He said, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the chance of the husband dying once he reaches 100 is in any way less than the chance that he died when he reached 80. Of course, we'll say that when the person's 100, he still has a very, very significant high chance, a high probability that this person will pass away before the get is handed over. Nevertheless, we can rely on chazaka. And the probability that he died when he had reached 80 when he sent the get is in no way greater than the probability that he died when he had reached 100. Nevertheless, there's a significant difference in svara between a person who reached 80 and a person who reached 100. The reason is as follows. Every person has a chazaka that, just like he was alive until now, will assume that he remains alive at the time of the giving of the get. But that chazaka may only apply when there was no significant change in circumstance at the time of the sending of the get. If the person sent the get, and at that time the circumstance had changed in a significant way, and we can say that based on that change in circumstance may have caused him to die, even though until now he was alive. This change in circumstance is a strong reason why the person would now have died, even though he had been alive until now. So then we cannot rely on the chazaka. Chazaka can only be relied on if the situation on which the chazaka was based is still in existence now. The person was alive until now, so we'll assume he's still alive, because nothing changed in the person's life which would tell us that the person would probably have died by now. And even though the person is sick, like the Mishnah says, that's not considered a significant enough change, because the Gemara says that most people who are sick end up becoming healthy again. Roiv chayil mukhayim. However, zaken shigil gvurois, this status change of reaching gvurois, of reaching the age of 80, is enough of a status change for us to say that we can't base any future assumptions on past experience. The fact that he was alive until now can in no way will tell us that the person, to assume that the person will continue to remain alive, because his situation has changed so drastically because of the fact that he reached the age of 80. However, once a person has lived a large amount of time past 80, he's reached the age of 100, he's iflig, so now he has established a new chazaka in this new circumstance. Even though the original chazaka that he had before he reached 80 can no longer be relied upon, nevertheless, the new chazaka that he established by persevering and living past the age of 80 for a number of years, that new chazaka that has been established is unaffected by the fact that he reached 80, because he has shown us that he has lived past 80 and lived to tell the story. And there was no significant change after he reached 80, which would tell us that, okay, although he had shown us that he was able to live past 80, nevertheless, maybe the situation changed now, because there's no other cutoff point past 80. We don't say that 90 is the cutoff point that changed the situation drastically. 80 is the only cutoff point. Once he reached 80 and he lived past 80 for a number of years, so he established a new chazaka based on the new experience, that chazaka, even though logically we can say it's still likely that he died, nevertheless, that chazaka tells us to make the premise halachically that he's still alive. And we're allowed to rely on that based on the rule of chazaka. So in other words, the point of reaching 80 is not just because 80, at the time a person reaches 80, it's more likely that he'll die. The point is that his situation has changed totally, and we can't use the chazaka based on a previous experience to predict future experience from this point on. Based on this explanation of my Rebbe, I endeavored to explain a very, very perplexing halacha in Hilchos Nida. Everybody knows that a woman, a Jewish woman, has to be concerned at certain points in her life that she will be Royadam, she will experience a period. One time is the Yom HaChodesh, one day is the Ves HaFlaga, and then there's a third period at which she has to be concerned that she's going to see Dam. That's called the Oina Beinanus. According to some Rishonim, there's a halacha of Oina Beinanus, and we pass it like this in Shulchan Aruch, that a woman has to be concerned once she reached day number 30 or 31 from her previous Riyah, from her previous onset of her period, she has to be concerned that now she will experience another period, and she cannot cohabitate with her husband, and she has to do bedikas, she has to check herself to see whether or not she saw Adam. The Rishonim explained that the reason for this concern is because most women will have seen by the time they pass day number 30. So when a woman reaches day number 30, she has to be concerned that she's going to see, because most women see at this point. Most women experience their period at this point. The question is, all the Paiskim agree that once the woman passes day number 30, and she had done the proper bedikas on day number 30, that the halacha is, she can now resume normal marital life. Why is that? Why wouldn't we say that since most women see by the time they reach day number 30, so even though she passed day number 30 and she hasn't seen yet, nevertheless we would have to be concerned and say that maybe she'll see on day number 31, because the reason to be concerned that she'll experience the period should only increase with time rather than decrease. Why would we say that only on day number 30 she has to be concerned, but once she passes day number 30, she no longer has to be concerned? According to this explanation, according to this Gemara and Gittin, we can say that the same concept of Kivan de Iflag applies to a woman, just like it applies to the Cheskes Chaim that the Gemara is talking about. Just like the Cheskes Chaim, we say that once the person enters a new kind of situation, that we can't use his previous chazaka because of this drastic change in circumstance, so he loses his chazaka. But once he establishes a new chazaka within this circumstance, this new chazaka can be relied upon, even though the likelihood of it changing has not diminished at all. So we can say possibly the same kind of idea by Oina Beinanus, that the woman, when she reaches day number 30, will say, day number 30 is a significant change in circumstance, because most women see at some point around this day. So therefore, her circumstances change, and we can't rely on her chazaka that had been established in a previous kind of situation. However, once she passes day number 30, and she knows,
and she has established that she hasn't seen any blood, then we'll say that a new chazaka has been established in this new situation, and now she no longer has to be concerned that she'll see dam, and she can rely on the new chazaka that has been established in this new situation.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.